Hey, I'm Marcus Williams, and I got the chance to speak with Steve Cooper, CEO and founder of Cry in the Dark, an organization that helps mentally and physically disabled orphans in Romania and really turns their life around. So, Steve, how did you begin this organization?
I ended up going out to Romania in February 1998. We were taken down to the orphanage where these children were. And we walked into this room, and the children, some of the children, they were sort of partially clothed. So they just had T-shirts on. Some had no pants on. The heads were shaved. And some of the kids had been told to sit on pieces of material or small pieces of carpet. And they were sitting under the stairs and had been sort of told by the staff not to move off of these pieces of material because they'd cleaned the floors because, well, you know, people were coming and they didn't want it to appear to be look good, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So there was 26 kids in there, all with varying degrees of disability, mental and physical. I just felt really that my heart was broken for them. And so after that, we came back. And as you know, what Christians do, we held a prayer meeting. And as we was praying, I heard one of my sisters, because I've got two sisters, I heard one of my sisters say this, because we were like thinking about what we should do for these kids, trying to seek a way, trying to focus on what we should do. And as we was praying, my sister said, but Father God, nobody hears the cries of these children apart from you. They just cry in the dark. And as my sister said, cry in the dark, it was like bing,
there it is.
There it is, you know, for an electrician it's quite apt. It's like somebody switches the light on, bing, you know, if we're gonna have a fund or a project, we should call it Cry in the Dark, because that's exactly what these kids were doing.
Now Steve and I talked for a really long time about all the amazing work Cry in the Dark has done for the children in Romania. You can head to cryinthedark.org to donate, check out their story, and see what you can do to help out. To hear the full interview with the story of how they developed their residential care home called Casa Lumina and their hospice they built called Casa Albert, really touching stories, you can visit mountainfm.ca. Thank you very much for coming in, Steve.
You're welcome. Thanks, Marcus.